Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, everybody. And today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, text number 10. Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Man Maya Man Upasvitaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Mad Bhava Magataha Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Man Maya Mam Upasritaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Mad Bhava Magataha Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Man Maya Mam Upasritaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Mad Bhava Magataha. Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Man Maya Mam Upasritaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Mad Bhava Magataha Vitairaga Bhaya Krodha Man Manayam Upasritaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Mad Bhava Magataha Vitairaga Bhaya Krodha Man Maya Mam Upasritaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Mad Bhava Magataha. Vita, freed from raga, attachment, bhaya, fear, krodha and anger, matmayaha, fully in me, mam, in me, upasritaha, being fully situated, bahavaha, many, jnana, of knowledge, tapasa, by the penance, putaha, being purified, matbhavam, transcendental love for me, agataha, attained, being free from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Please repeat. Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me, and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As described above, It is very difficult for a person who is too material affected to understand the personal nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Generally, people who are attached to the bodily conception of life are so absorbed in materialism that it is almost impossible for them to understand how the Supreme can be a person. Such materialists cannot even imagine that there is a transcendental body which is imperishable, full of knowledge and eternally blissful. In the materialistic concept, the body is perishable, full of ignorance and completely miserable. Therefore, people in general keep this same bodily idea in mind when they are informed of the personal form of the Lord. For such materialistic men, the form of the gigantic material manifestation is supreme. Consequently, they consider the Supreme to be impersonal. And because they are too material absorbed, the conception of retaining the personality after liberation from matter frightens them. When they are informed that spiritual life is also individual and personal, they become afraid of becoming persons again, so they naturally prefer a kind of merging into the impersonal void. Generally, they compare the living entities to bubbles of the ocean, which merge into the ocean. That is the highest perfection of spiritual existence attainable without individual personality. This is a kind of fearful stage of life, devoid of perfect knowledge of spiritual existence. Furthermore, there are many persons who cannot understand spiritual existence at all. Being embarrassed by so many theories and by contradictions of various types of philosophical speculation, they become disgusted or angry and foolishly conclude that there is no supreme cause and that everything is ultimately void. Such people are in a diseased condition of life. Some people are too many materially attached and therefore do not give attention to the spiritual life. Some of them want to merge into the supreme spiritual cause, and some of them disbelieve in everything, being angry at all sorts of spiritual speculation out of hopelessness. This last class of men take to the shelter of some kind of intoxication, and their affective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision. One has to get rid of all three stages of attachment to the material world: negligence of spiritual life, fear of a spiritual personal identity, and the conception of void that arises from frustration in life. To get free from these three stages of the material conception of life, one has to take complete shelter of the Lord, guided by the bona fide spiritual master, and follow the disciplines and regulative principles of devotional life. The last stage of devotional life is called bhava, or transcendental love of Godhead. According to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.15-16, the science of devotional service: ado sraddha tata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya tato narta navritti syat tato nishta ruchis tataha atta sakti tato bhavas tata prema judanchati sadakhanam ayam premna pradu bhave bhavet kramaha. In the beginning, one must have a preliminary desire for self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master, and under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachment, attains steadiness in self-realization, and acquires a taste for hearing about the absolute personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. This taste leads one further forward to attachment for Krishna consciousness, which is matured in bhava, or the preliminary stage of transcendental love of God. Real love for God is called prema, the highest perfectional stage of life. In the prema stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So, by this slow process of devotional service, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being freed from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality, and from the frustrations that result in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain to the abode of the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandayaham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Pradakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrijatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakanvitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kaupaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vita Raga Baya Krodha Manmaya Mam Upasritaha Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Madhavam Agataha. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. So this fourth chapter is about the attainment of transcendental knowledge. In the previous verse, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mam Eti Sorajana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So this entire fourth chapter is describing this process of knowledge. In the beginning of the fourth chapter, the process of parampara was described. How Lord Krishna himself established the parampara through the sun god, and it passed down in the line of saintly kings. But that disciplic succession became lost. Not because there were no more saintly kings. It became lost because the philosophy became distorted by those who were not passing it on purely. And Srila Prabhupada has described that in the line of the parampara, the spiritual masters, their job is like a postman. Their job is to deliver the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He describes how a postman perfectly performs his job if he delivers the letter to you without adding to it or subtracting from it. In a similar way, the spiritual master delivers the message of the Guru Parampara, which is the message of Krishna, by delivering it as he received it from his spiritual master, without adding and without subtracting. So sometimes the spiritual masters and the disciplic succession gets lost because those following do not follow exactly the line of the spiritual master. An example of that is when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati left this world. He gave an instruction to all his disciples that they should form a governing body commission and continue to preach the science of Krishna consciousness very vigorously. But rather than follow the instruction of the spiritual master, most of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada become embroiled in an argument about who the next acharya would be. So Bhaktisiddhanta hadn't empowered anyone to be next acharya, and he had specifically told them to form a governing body commission. But rather than that, they fought over the property. The Prabhupada explaining in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a verse which talks about the sons of Advaita Acharya, how three of the sons of Advaita Acharya followed their father, spiritual master, but three of them deviated, and therefore they were called asara, or useless. So Prabhupada says that therefore you can see that the rest of the Gaudiya Mat and Chaitanya Mat were asara, or useless, because they didn't follow the instructions of the spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Prabhupada said, you can see by the results, because they simply sat down with their property and became happy, according to Prabhupada, by gaining a few disciples and making a comfortable living in the temples. Whereas Prabhupada took the mission of his spiritual master to heart. He continued the mission of his spiritual master. Bhaktisiddhanta had told him, given him two instructions, the same instruction twice: preach this message in the English language. So in a class some time ago here in Vrindavan, the devotee said how to take a simple instruction, preach in the English language, to its ultimate perfection. Can you turn the master switch down or something? I think if you just look at the volume master switch and turn it down a little. Just, thank you. So Prabhupada showed by the results that he was the empowered representative of Lord Chaitanya in this age, because he took one simple instruction, preach in the English language, and in 12 years he went round the world 14 times. He established 108 temples and so many farm communities, the BBT Book Trust, which was printing hundreds and thousands of books every month, and so many other things, gurukuls. He did so much because he followed the instruction of the spiritual master and the parampara. So Krishna here is trying to teach us how to attain this transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, he said in text 9, if you understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities, we attain his eternal abode. In this verse, today's verse, part of that process is given. Vito raga baya kroda. We have to become freed from attachment, fear, and anger. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains that these three terms define three different types of materialists. Those who are attached, the general materialistic public, they don't even think about life after this life. They don't think about a spiritual identity at all. They think only about getting something better for themselves. In that way, if they do any religious function, it's about doing something to get something back. The next group Prabhupada explains are those who are afraid of this personal identity. So this is in Prabhupada's second pranamantra, nirvishesha shunyavadi. So this first verse, this first group of people, the fearful people, go for nirvishesha. They are afraid of a personal identity. Because in this world, having a personal identity is troublesome. We have trouble with relationships, we have trouble with the body, we have trouble with getting what we want. Even if we get what we want, we have trouble and we want something else. So the body is troublesome. So Prabhupada explains that therefore they don't have any conception of anybody other than the body like theirs. So they think, I don't want to be personal. After I quit this body, this life is enough. I don't want another life. So let me just merge into the absolute. And the third class are in an even more difficult position, the voidists, the shunyavadis, because they're just getting confused. They don't understand what there can be to life. So they simply imagine that their life will be annihilated. It's a completely illogical proposition, really. They imagine that they created this life themselves. For what purpose, I'm not sure. And at the end, they will simply go back into nothing. Really makes no sense at all. But Prabhupada says this is because of frustration and anger that they come to this point. So these three things must be given up, this material conception. In the following verse, Lord Krishna explains that even without giving them up, Krishna rewards according to how they surrender. So those who surrender only partly do not get full love of Godhead. They don't get full transcendental knowledge. Following this, there are various descriptions of different types of tapasa, different types of austerity aimed at the culmination of transcendental knowledge. And that takes us through to verse 34, which we know very well, about taking shelter of the spiritual master. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So this is an essential step in attaining to transcendental knowledge. Prabhupada mentions that also in the purport to today's verse. He gives the process, the science of devotional service from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota Bhajana Kriya. So in the beginning, Prabhupada explains in this translation, there must be some preliminary desire for self-realization. One must have some desire to get past the material conceptions, those of attachment, fear, and anger. And with that preliminary desire, we will be led to take association of the devotees. This is a very important step for us, not only in the beginning, but right through our devotional service, because it is the way to keep this devotional service alive and not let it get lost like the parampara gets lost if we deviate from the spiritual master's instructions. Tabajana Kriya. The first three of the 64 angas of devotional service are about taking shelter of the spiritual master. Gurvasraya, take shelter of a spiritual master, then take initiation from him, and then serve him. So this we've just described in verse 34. In order to learn the transcendental science, one must approach the spiritual master. One must inquire from him submissively. So we must surrender to him, inquire for him, from him, and serve him. The example of Krishna and Arjuna in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is a very nice example of how this relationship between spiritual master and disciple is established. In the beginning, Lord Krishna and Arjuna were simply friends. Lord Krishna was driving the chariot for Arjuna as a friend. Arjuna hadn't even thought any more of the relationship than that. But when he became bewildered at the sight of all his family members, both on the opposite sides and on the same side as his, at that time he realized that he needed superior guidance, and he realized that his friend Krishna would be quite capable to give it to him. So he surrenders. He says, "Now I am your disciple, please instruct me." So we can see at that point the relationship changed. That is when he requested shelter from Krishna, and Krishna accepted him as a disciple, because before that Krishna did not give instructions. But after Arjuna surrendered, then Krishna began to instruct him as his disciple. So this process requires this humility. Prabhupada nicely explains in the purport to text 7 how material life is full of perplexity, and therefore one should approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free of the perplexities of life. So one must be in that stage of not trying to find the answers for oneself. One must take shelter and inquire with genuine inquiry from a spiritual master. We must find the spiritual master by the use of our intelligence. Prabhupada explained that this material world is a world of the cheaters and the cheated. If we want a quick fix to our problems of life, we'll follow some spiritual master who can produce ashes out of air or pick up a piece of jewelry from nothing, but actually doesn't have anything substantial to offer anybody. If we want a bona fide spiritual master, we have to use our intelligence, find out the qualities of a bona fide spiritual master by associating with the devotees, with others who are sincere in the science of devotional service. Qualities are there. Some qualities are visible and some are not. Because we're in a conditioned state, we actually can't recognize somebody who's a pure devotee. We can't recognize the transcendental state, but there are qualities that we can see that will help to guide us. Prabhupada gave the example from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, achar prachar, how the acharya has achar behavior and prachar preaching, and both are in line with each other. The preaching and the behavior are similar. We learn more and we find about the parampara. We find about the four authorized paramparas that are available in this age of Kali. And we find that of them, the one that is the most active is ISKCON, the Gaudiya Sampradaya. There are other benefits of this Sampradaya. Previous to Madhavendra Puri, nobody was actually giving the highest goal of love of Godhead. The goal was Lakshmi Narayan or Krishna. But in the mood of awe and reverence, is not as high as that goal of love of Godhead in Goloka Vrindavan. So that began in our Sampradaya with Madhavendra Puri. His disciples, Lord Nityananda, Ishvara Puri, and Advaita Acharya. And Ishvara Puri became the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought together the best of the philosophy from the four Sampradayas and combined it into Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference, which explains our qualitative identity with the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, but our quantitative difference. As Krishna says here in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, these living entities are my eternal parts and parcels. So as part and parcel, I was going through this part and parcel. In some ways it's a duplication of two words that have similar meanings, because part means part of the whole. And in this sense, parcel also means part of the whole, but when you put the two together, it emphasizes it. It means an integral part, or a part that can't be separated. It means that we have the same qualitative nature as the whole. Whereas a screw is an essential part of a machine, but it doesn't have the same nature as the whole machine. If you separate the screw from the machine, it's just a screw. But as spirit soul, being part and parcel of the Supreme means we actually have the same qualitative nature as Him. So we have also some minute independence. So we find these qualities. We find out about the parampara. We look, as Prabhupada said, you can see by the results of the parampara how Prabhupada has taken the mission of Lord Chaitanya to preach to every town and village, and he is turning it into reality. Prabhupada, when he left this world, he had already established a governing body commission on the same line as his spiritual master. He established International Society for Krishna Consciousness with the same mood of his spiritual master, who re-established the Vaishnava Raja Sabha, which translated more or less means the same thing. He took his spiritual master's instruction and took the message of Lord Chaitanya all round the world, also fulfilling the predictions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who said in 1896, "When will that day come when the Russians and the Germans and all the other people would go through the streets with kartels and mridangas singing the glories of the Lord?" So Srila Prabhupada also fulfilled that prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in that way we can see the bona fide nature of this parampara. We can find that many people will still criticize ISKCON and criticize the GBC, because we look from our material vision and we can find material faults. When I was in Mayapur this year for the ILS meetings, I attended one very nice seminar by Bhakti Charu Maharaj, about the need of an institution. Aside from the fact that it is Prabhupada's instruction that we have an institution, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we have a GBC governing body commission, Bhakti Charamaraja explained that simply to spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village around the world, one needs an institution. One single acharya cannot do that, cannot supervise a complete worldwide mission. But at the same time, it needs a single head, which will always be Srila Prabhupada. He gave a nice example how Bhaktisiddhanta had some 29 or 30 sannyasis. None of them fell down, but his preaching mission crumbles because they didn't follow his instructions. ISKCON has many, many more sannyasis, and quite a number of them fell down. But because we hold together as an institution, united we stand, divided we fall. Because we hold together as this institution, as this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, therefore the preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya is still alive and vibrant and growing day by day all around the world. So we can see that ISKCON is actually the only thing that is properly representing the parampara, Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Wherever you go, preach Krishna consciousness. So we should take hold of this authorized parampara. And of course, to find our own spiritual master, we have to find that person within the authorized parampara from whom we are happy to surrender to, whom we are happy to take instruction for. There are many, many bona fide spiritual masters, but we have to establish a relationship with the spiritual master by which we can come to that submissive surrender and inquiry and willingly render service without envy, without any regret. As Prabhupada took from this verse in the second chapter of Yavasayat Nikud Buddhir, the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which said that one must take the order of the spiritual master as one's own goal and only goal in life. Whether one succeeds or fails, whether one's materially successful or not, and even if one attains liberation or not, the success of following the spiritual master is everything. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada, nagati kutopi. So in that way, we find that spiritual master whom we can have that relationship to. We surrender to him, and we take up this process of devotional service. In that way, we will get past our material conceptions, our material attachments, fear and anger, our anartas, and we will make rapid progress in devotional service.